I'm not quite sure when they shifted from Wainuiomata to Whiteman's Valley, but my father Richard was married on the 22nd of May, 1879, and went to Whiteman's Valley, where the brothers had been sawmilling for some time. And as the end of the sawmilling in that valley was in sight, it took about 3 years before they finished in Whiteman's Valley to get started in the vent. The mill had to be shifted and quite a few houses had to be built, including two big houses for James and Richard, and a lot of timber had to be cut. I have been told that most of the men and the bosses were living in tents for a while. When the two houses were built for James and Richard, the family shifted up to Levin in August 1891. The mill was on the site at present occupied by the Horopanoa Electric Power Board Depot and ran until approximately 1907.
That would be the at the corner of Liverpool Street and Cambridge Street, Alan, would it not?
That's correct, Dave. Then the mill was again dismantled and sold, and John Prowse took it up for King Country. The shifting of the mill was no small task in those days, and everything from Whiteman's Valley had to be left down a steep hill with a big drum and a wire rope. Then it was loaded onto the railway wagons and brought up to the Wairarapa siding. The Levin railway station in those days was situated just a few chains north of the present Roslyn Road crossing, where Mr. Peter Bartholomew had his mill. Some were about 2 years before the Prowses arrived in Levin. I was in that area a few months ago and came across some of the old concrete foundations there.